Hey, Mark Edwards here. Just a quick note with the release of our NHL rankings today. Quickly, this is our last list until the 2017 NHL draft book gets released in early June. This is a top 75 on our website, and it's a top 100 for Platinum subscribers. Platinum subscribers, you can see this full top 100 in our Prospects Report PDF, which was also released today, and that's available free when you're logged in our online store. Okay, just a few tidbits on the list. We've seen a lot of hockey since our last release, which was almost 6 weeks ago. I traveled quite a bit, and I was pretty happy to see a few players I hadn't seen yet this season, including Nolan Patrick, who remains as our top prospect. Hischier is a close second. I saw him in Quebec City, obviously at the top prospects game, where he was very good. And in Halifax, as I said, everyone knows he was really good in Quebec City. I saw his first two games back in Halifax, and he was very solid there as well. Five Nations recently completed, and it was good to see Philippe Chittle back in an international event. He makes his debut on our list this month. While there were players like Liljegren and Neches competing, several prospects didn't compete in the event, but it was still a good event. We're nearing a return of Casey Mittelstadt to the USHL, who, as you can see, sits very high on our list. Scouts, including myself, will be checking our schedules, trying to make plans to go see this kid. I was told last week that Dylan Sandberg will also return and play for Waterloo. He's been playing high school hockey for Hermantown. Cody Glass. Cody Glass is our riser this month. I paid a bit more attention to him these past few weeks and really liked what I saw. Our Calgary-based scout, Cass Bruni, has been really high on him as well. Brings a pretty complete game to the table, and as you see in the rankings, he's risen quite a bit. Jonah Gajdovic was ranked 35th on our preseason list after an ugly start in our early viewings. I can't stress how ugly it was, actually. He's made his way back up there. I just saw him and Suzuki again the other day, and they were instrumental in a big win over London. And they're both in our first round now. Cale Fleury, Eric Brandstrom, and Jesse Boquist are a few of our risers this month. Nate Schnarr, Adam Rzyczka, and Nikita Popegaev are amongst the fallers this month. So looking forward to the stretch run beginning with some OHL Q and USHL action for me in the next 2 weeks on my schedule. Also for OHL draft fans, it's getting down to crunch time, and you may have noticed we also released our latest OHL draft ranking list today. Our OHL guys have been really working hard, and OHL Cup is approaching fast, so we'll be out there, and we'll get our OHL draft guide, and our final list will obviously be in that. So that's it for now. Really want to thank all our subscribers. Without you, we couldn't do the traveling and do what we do, you know, seeing the prospects live, making the rounds, and trying to do the best we can to do what the NHL scouts do. So we'll talk again soon. Thanks again.